Thank you. Jerry Shea on the drums. Steve Evans, trumpet. Jeff Robigan, saxophone. Bob Elliott, bass.
Mes amis, tapez et écoutez Passport to Modern Jazz KRVS 88.7.
And we just heard from MOPDTK, Mostly Other People Do the Killing. We heard Elliot Mills from their live concert in Coimbra. With Peter Evans trumpet, John Irabogan on alto and tenor, saxophones, Mopa Elliott on bass and leader, and Kevin Shea on drums and electronics. Kevin Shea, I was just saying in a review, was compared to the late drummer of The Who, Keith Moon, and it really does sound like it. It's pretty. I love the humor. Has to have humor. It is not, can't be too serious all the time. Before that, we heard from, again, Scott Kinsey and Human Element. We heard Sometimes I from the New Universe festival from 2010 that on Abstract Logic that I've been trying to get to as much of it as I can. Scott Kinsey, his first solo project was produced by Joe Zawinul. In this band is in a live setting is Raji Barot on drums, subbing for their regular drummer Gary Novak. They're just jamming. It's incredible. And Tunkboy Jansen on vocals, percussions, and whatever else needs to be filled in. And then from Brooklyn, who's got a shapeshifter studio and does a lot of production work, the son of bassist Jimmy Garrison. The bassist on this is Matthew Garrison, who great bass player and doing a lot of other projects besides producing and even a solo electronic gig that he does also. You're listening to, and we started it out with Passport to Modern Jazz, Foxy Roxy from Voodoo Bop. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Of course, that's the band from here, Astral Project. You're from New Orleans, the oldest fusion band probably in Louisiana and just one of the best. Check them out sometime. Find out who they are.
Thank you. Friends, my friends.
Thank you. From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
And we just heard from Rudress Mahantapal and Bunky Green with two cuts. We heard Summit, and before that, Welcome with both Rudress and Bunky on alto saxophones, Jason Moran piano, Francois Mouton on acoustic bass, and Jack DeJohnette on these cuts. Other cuts are shared by Damian Reed. Before that was, we heard from the late Joe Zawinul and his composition In a Silent Way with guest Wayne Shorter in the band Sabine Kobonko on vocals and percussion, Alegre Correa guitars and vocals, Berenbau, Lindley Marte on bass, Paco Serf on drums, kalimba and vocals, Jorge Bezara percussion and vocals, Aziz Shamaui on percussion and vocals. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We're going to go to the island of Wight, the rock sessions there, and Miles Davis breaking out his Bitches Brew band, his rock band. In it, it talks about how bebop had died and how he had been playing to empty houses. It was bebop, quote, bebop, a revolutionary music in its time, had been absorbed into the mainstream of jazz. Well, this is Ween, his producer, quoting it. Rock was happening. So on they moved with a lot of criticism with a fantastic band here too, and especially Dave Holland switched to electric bass, which is one of my reasons for playing it. If you've seen Dave Holland, he has one of the few bass players that plays this huge upright bass. Very long blonde hair, play some roots in bluegrass, and we're just going to listen to this and hear this band from 1978 from the Island of Wight, the full-blown Electric Miles.
Please welcome the oldest spirit.
Must be that time. Time for a little Sun Ra. Such an influence. And also a lot of fun. Passport to Modern Jazz. We're here every Tuesday at 10 o'clock. We'd repeat early Monday morning at 1. But, you know, you might have one of them gigs and, hey, you just want something to keep you awake, and this will keep you awake, that's for sure. Keep them sounds going of jazz, a lot of it. Before this, we were hearing from some live Miles. Mix isn't too good, but What we hear on it is Miles on trumpet, Gary Bartz on alto soprano, Chick Corea electric piano, Dave Holland on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and Aerto Moreira on percussion from the Isle of Wight, August 29, 1970. Sounds like electric guitar, but they just have those keyboards up so far. And I got to see that band live. I can't believe you could break up a piano like that. Anyway, good idea to see what that band was like live. It's a lot different than what they put together on the Bitches Brew record. It was just jamming. Arrangements were different every night. And so that's Directions, and that was a Joe Zawinul composition also. And we're here through the great University of Louisiana here at Lafayette, Louisiana, for public radio, where a lot of public radio stations they end up at, on campuses of universities. And we have to play everybody's music. And then being here in Louisiana, we have to play a lot of Louisiana stuff, too. So modern jazz has never been very far from Louisiana, or jazz of any kind, free jazz,
you name it. Even the great Ornette Coleman had no friends in the United States, but he had them here in Louisiana, in New Orleans, with the American Jazz Quintet. And I guess he got a pretty good drummer out of it with Ed Blackwell. We're here, and every Tuesday we try and keep whatever is happening and whatever is just great. Not what's come on lately, not what's on the downbeat playlist, but what's happening in jazz. And it might be post-bop, it might be B3, it might be fusion like a lot of tonight was. And we all invite you to come in and hear, and you'll get an idea of Louisiana artists here. I want to thank you very much for listening, and please contribute to public radio. This is John McGagne. See you next week.